அருணாச்சல ரமணா, இன் தை நேம் ஐ வாண்டர் பை அருணாச்சல பக்த பகவத். டிஸ்பைட் த வேர்ல்ட்லி டிஃபிகல்டிஸ் தட் ஆஃபன் விசிட் ஹிஸ் பாத், ஸ்ரீ பகவத் ஃபெய்த் இன் ஸ்ரீ பகவான் நெவர் ஃபால்டர்ட். அண்ட் ஹீ ரோட் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் பேஜஸ் ஆஃப் ப்ரேயர் மேனுஸ்கிரிப்ட்ஸ் அட்ரஸ் டு ஹிஸ் குரு, ரைட்டிங்ஸ் தட் பிரேஸ் தி மாஸ்டர் டு ஹூம் ஹீ ஹேட் டெடிகேட்டட் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் and to whom he turned for refuge. The book In Search of Self, published by Arunachala Ashrama, contains Sri Bhagavat's selected writings from the period 1962-1986. Sri Bhagavat's unbridled joy and devotion leap out at us at every instance and drive us inward to the feet of Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. It is from this publication that the following excerpt is taken, in which Sri Bhagavat petitions Sri Ramana for the building of his ashrama in the new world. For long I have been wandering in thy name. It is the greatest thing in my life to roam the streets of this metropolitan city in search of help which would engage me full time in thy service. Yet this desire remains unfulfilled. I seldom think of giving up the assignment and retire to the solitude of my home. The more I wander and receive discouraging replies, the more determined I become in your name. I run into all sorts of people, and their attitude makes me carry on the work of thy center. Like the dreamy-eyed boy, I chalk out many plans and then set out to translate them into action with the help and assistance of those who are familiar with the American mind. But the moment they see me and learn that the only riches I possess are enshrined in thy name, they lose interest and give me a long list of reasons why this endeavor cannot succeed. They are professionally trained to think in terms of solid riches, which would enable them to prepare background material with facts, figures, and photos. They find in me a beggar who is mad after his Bhagwan and who wants to live and work in the name of his Arunachala Ramana. From year to year, month to month, week to week, and day to day, I live and sleep in thy name. You are the goal towards which I have been walking all my life. Now, when you are so near me, how can I give up the endeavor that is the very breath of my life? You are the only one that matters to me right now. When I have come to your feet, you don't wish me to suspend the effort and take shelter behind the plea of a difficult or impossible task. Many times when I have sat silent without doing anything to promote the cause which is dearest to my heart, someone drops in and asks me why I am not doing something. Then I can't advance the same plea that I have been hearing all the time, that it is very difficult to do a thing like this in the metropolitan city. I pick up my begging bowl and go out again into the world in search of those who are destined to share my aspirations and dreams. I go to people with the thought that some of them may be inspired to recognize thy hand and bind me with them in our devotion to Arunachala Ramana. Whenever I feel tired and troubled and wish to call off the begging, a call from within challenges my devotion to Bhagavan. Immediately the faith is rekindled and I hit the lonely trail and move on the road to Bhagavan's ashrama. I hear from within that this city is destined to have a full-fledged center, and I must go on with faith in Arunachala Ramana, and the ashrama will take shape. It is not I who is anxious to build Arunachala Ramana here. It is the direct hand of Bhagavan that keeps me here and makes me do tapasya in his name. It is a great gift from a guru, grace and God, Arunachala Shiva, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, that inspires me to devote all my time to his lotus feet. How could it be possible to go begging without his grace? There must be something in it that, in spite of all the rebuffs and rebukes from those whose help I anxiously seek, I am all the more inspired and strengthened to continue the begging. Sometimes, on the physical plane, I become disgusted, but Bhagavan tells me to offer everything to him. I needn't take the despair and disappointment to heart, because it isn't I who am doing these things. It is Bhagavan working through me. This is my firm faith, and no amount of worldly advice is able to swerve me from the path on which Arunachala has launched me. These words are being written not because I want them to be recorded for posterity, but because I have been filled with his grace so much that I can't contain it without putting these thoughts into words. Whatever I think or do, it is dedicated to the Ramana who resides within me as the heart. I repeat this prayer all the time. Arunachala, I have no will of my own. Thy will is my will. This is the crux of the entire teaching of Bhagavan. If I can immerse myself in it all the time, there is nothing in the world that is difficult to achieve. When the iron is melt in the fire, all its impurities are removed. In the same way, when a devotee goes through trials and tribulations, his inner strength is tested and he is made pure so that he can withstand the temptations of the world. In the course of my wanderings, the more I seek help from the physical world, the more it becomes evident to me that no physical world exists and moves without the grace of God. So the best thing for me is to depend on that source which is the inspirer of all ideas and objects. There should not be a single moment in my life without Arunachala Ramana. I wander about like the drunken person who does not care what the world thinks of him, as he is oblivious to the physical world in his inebriated state. So am I, drunk in the name of Arunachala Ramana. In my happiness, I go to people and talk to them about the plan which would enable seekers of truth and happiness to congregate at a central place and immerse themselves in the divine bliss. That is something intangible, and no one wants to delve into the realm of the abstract. It is too much for them to be detached from their existing preoccupations and plunge themselves into a spiritual world. This does not mean that they don't have the desire to benefit from it, but that they are content with their lot. I sometimes ponder over their refusal and feel discouraged and desire that I should devote myself more to solitude than to the din and bustle of the everyday existence. How can I describe the ineffable joy in my heart? This is a state which can only be experienced since happiness flows from him to me. I am wandering in his name so that I may be established in that indescribable state of mind. I don't know what awaits me in the future, but this much I believe, that I am being led by Arunachala Ramana, and if it is his will to see the center grow in this metropolitan city, it will come to pass someday. But I can't go on the road all the time or keep myself shut in a solitary cell. So I move about in the world as I am being inspired, and I learn a great deal in my search. Om Sarvam Sri Ramanarpanamastu. Everything is offered to Bhagavan Ramana. So all despair and disappointment are also offered to him. But I don't remember this truth all the time, or there would be no regrets. At all times, I should have the awareness of Arunachala Ramana, and all my problems will be automatically solved. I must remember that I wander in his name, not because I want to do so, but because that is his will. What can be a better time than now to settle down at a definite place and carry on bhajan and kirtan of Arunachala Shiva, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. He will surely give me the opportunity of dedicating my life to his lotus feet. Bhagavan is the heart, and I drink deep in the heart and am blessed all the time. Every action is offered to the silent sage of Arunachala, and I wander about in his name. Oh, Arunachala Ramana, why should I worry about my future when my life is safe in thy hands?